My name is Anna. I am 11 years old. Today's date is Friday, November 29th. And I'm speaking with Phil, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Oceanside, New York. Okay. Tell me about your parents.
My parents, my mom and dad, were both raised through the Depression, and they instilled in me the value of hard work, the value of money. They were kind, gentle people that I loved dearly. They were great role models, and that's it.
Okay. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Oh, I had a great childhood. I grew up in Brooklyn in Bensonhurst. It was a predominantly Italian and Jewish neighborhood. My childhood was mostly playing ball outside and games. Everything was outside. We had no computers or phones or anything. So we made our own fun. It was a great time to grow up. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
My earliest childhood memories. I don't know, enjoying the holidays, going fishing with my dad. We used to go crabbing. We used to come home on Saturdays, and we used to just spend an afternoon fishing. That was a fun time in my life.
What was your favorite family holidays and why?
I would say my favorite is Thanksgiving, because I like the food. it was a time for the family to get together. Christmas, of course, was great. Easter was great. Anytime we got the family together was a great holiday.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as a good man, didn't hurt anybody, a good father, good husband, good provider, a gentle person.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you the proudest and why?
Well, I guess one of the proud moments was in college. I ran track for St. John's, and in 1968, I became All-American. Which is an honor that I feel very strongly about. I worked in a bank. I reached the level of vice president. That was a proud moment when I got my VP. But proud things in my life really have to do with my family. Watching my grandchildren be born, my daughters, of course. And my wife.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about where you grew up. Oh, no, I think I already asked that. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
School was okay. My mother was a real disciplinarian, and everything was about school and studying. And, you know, when it gets pushed on you so much, school was good. I mean, I worked my way through high school. Through college, I did graduate work at University of Virginia. My family always stressed education. You remember the background they came from, immigrant family? So education was a big thing for them. But school was okay. I got through it.
What did you do during the summer when you were off of school?
During the summer months, in those days, the schools were open. We had summer school, and I'd hang out there. And you learned you played softball and different kind of games. You learned crafts. Some summers I worked. One summer I worked at a dry cleaner, putting the paper on the hangers. And it was really hot, but most of the time, I enjoyed the summers.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
I thought I did that.
You did?
My father and mother. Oh, my important people in my life, again, have to be my dad and my mom, just their attitude towards life, hard work ethics. Never spoke bad about anybody. I never was raised with any kind of prejudices. Everybody was good to my mom. You know, she was one that loved everyone. And my dad was just a kind, gentle man who raised me that way.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
Sure.
What would that memory be?
A happy memory?
Happy or sad.
Happy or sad? Well, life is happy and sad, as long as you have more happy than sad times. I guess losing my dad so young, he died at 47. You know, he was my pal, but he was also my father. He was only 47, I said. My mom, she lived to 94. God bless her.
God bless.
She was the tough one. She was the disciplinarian. And the happiest times was growing up in Brooklyn. And the sad time was losing good friends and family. Now at 74, I appreciate it more. Next.
Okay. Who has been the kindest to you and why?
Who has been the kindest to me? I guess my dog, Lulu. I don't know. I don't look at life who's kind, who's not kind. If you're a good person, you know, you get treated well. Who was the kindest to me? My wife. My wife, of course. Yeah, that's really a tough question. I don't look at life as who's kind to me. I look at life, you know, as good, you know, you're good to me, I'm good to you. That's it.
Okay. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
Important lessons I learned in life. There's no free lunches. You have to work for everything you have. Don't hurt anyone along the way. Try to be a good person. Believe in God. That's it.
Okay. Do you remember any songs that you sang to her or him when they were babies?
Most of the singing was done by my wife. What did we sing? I used to sing the Duckling song and 10 Little Indians and what else did I sing? Maybe Christmas carols I would sing to them at Christmas. That's about it. I don't really remember the songs. I don't remember yesterday lately.
Are there any classic family jokes or stories?
Classic jokes or family? The only joke in the family would be me, but at this moment I can't think of any.
Okay. How do you see our family's legacy?
How do I see what?
How do you see our... what do you see as our family's legacy? Sorry.
Legacy? What the family legacy is?
Yes.
Wow. I guess our legacy is to our children, how well they grow up, how straight a tree they become. So my legacy would be that me and my wife did a good job to my daughters, and my daughters are doing a good job to their daughters. And I think the legacy is passing that on to be a good person, to treat everybody equally, and not to be prejudiced. That's it.
Okay. Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down throughout our family.
Traditions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christmas, Easter, religious. Easter being religious, Christmas too. That's it. There's loads of them. I can't think of them now.
Okay. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they might hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice that you would like to share with them?
I don't know. The country got so polarized, and It seems that people really hate each other lately just because of what they believe in. I think we have to be more tolerant to one another, sit down and work things out. There's always going to be two sides, and half and half always makes it right. I think we have to start to become more aware of the people around us and stop this nonsense that's going on. It's ridiculous. Congress has got to get on the ball.
It's very good advice.
I thought so. We're done? Are you sure you are finished? You want to ask